VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today here on VCY America. Ladies and gentlemen, if you thought that all the discussion regarding COVID-19 and lockdowns and shot side effects and sudden deaths and digital health certificates was over, guess again. Because many of these matters are front and center, and even if you're not hearing certain news, there is much going on at play. So we've got a lot of shocking COVID news-related issues to share with you today. Joining us, we do welcome back Dr. Elizabeth Lee Vliet, President and CEO of Truth for Health Foundation. They're a nonprofit public charity. Since February of 2020, she's been part of the team of frontline physicians treating COVID early at home. But Dr. Peter McCullough, she's a co-author and editor of The Guide to COVID Early Treatment, Options to Stay Out of Hospital and Save Your Life. She's a 2014 Ellis Island Medal of Honor recipient for her national and international educational efforts in health and wellness and endocrine aging in men and women, a past director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, received her MD degree and internship in internal med at Eastern Virginia Medical School, and completed special training at Johns Hopkins. She's speaking today as an independent physician. She's not a spokesperson for any healthcare system or pharmaceutical company, insurance plan, or political party, but she is a patient advocate. Dr. Vliet, welcome back to Crosstalk.
It's a privilege to be back with you, Jim. Your audience is phenomenally engaged, and I have a strong interest in all of us as people of faith listening need to stand firm against this assault on God's gift of life, our freedom, and this planet.
You know, I'd like to begin with a clip from Fox Business Network this past Friday in which Maria Bartiromo was speaking with Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, and he's saying on national television, something you've been saying for a long time, that this health catastrophe was pre-planned by an elite group of people intended for a loss of freedom. Let's hear this audio clip.
I mean, it's just extraordinary to me that, the government was working with social media to amplify lies and suppress truth and has been doing so repeatedly. Why couldn't the American people know that, you know, there were other alternatives to treat COVID? Why can't the American people know that there were side effects with the vaccine?
This is all pre-planned by an elite group of people. That's what I'm talking about. Event 201 that occurred in late 2019 prior to the rest of us knowing about this pandemic. Again, this is very concerning in terms of what has happened, what is happening, what continues to be planned for our loss of freedom. Again, it needs to be exposed, but unfortunately, there are very few people, even in Congress, that are willing to take a look at this. They all push the vaccine. They don't want to be made aware of the fact that the vaccines might have caused injuries, might have caused death. So many people just simply don't want to admit they were wrong, and they're going to do everything they can to make sure that they're not proven wrong. We're up against a very powerful group of people here, Maria. But fortunately, you say, what can we do? Well, we do have reporters like yourself, like John Solomon, other people that have the courage to report the truth against the mainstream media and against the narrative. But that's the only way this is going to be solved, is we need the truth to be exposed. We need more Americans to listen to the truth, to be exposed to the truth, to pull their heads out of the sand, quite honestly, open up their eyes and understand what is happening in this country. We are going down a very dangerous path, but it's a path that is being laid out and planned by an elite group of people that want to take total control over our lives. And that's what they're doing bit by bit. They do it by increase of massive government spending, increase in the size of government, takeover of the WHO. These amendments that are coming up that are going to be voted on in 2024 on the WHO are frightening, and they really risk taking away all of our sovereignty. People have to awaken to the dangers of the moment.
Dr. Vliet, you've been saying this for years.
Absolutely. And in fact, my work on this front goes back during the years under the Obama administration when they were pushing for Obamacare and government control of health care on all fronts, and when our borders were being thrown wide open, and I lived 80 miles from the border and was seeing the damage and the diseases coming across the border. And this has been part of an orchestrated plan that goes back in development for the past 100 years, but it has escalated dramatically in the last 3 years under the declaration of the COVID national emergency, because that was the point at which the International Health Regulatory Agreement from 2005, Jim, that was signed by, I think the number is 196 nations, including the U.S., agreed to put the World Health Organization in control of the buzzword legally is public health emergency of international concern. When that was declared by Tedros for the World Health Organization in March of 2020, and President Trump declared a national emergency in the United States, that usurped the U.S. Constitution at that point. That's why we have had so much devastating assault on patients' rights, medical freedom, mandating the COVID shots in the U.S. military and damaging our military readiness and fitness, purging people from the military for not getting an experimental shot, all in violation of the Constitution and military law. And that's why we've seen the deaths in the hospitals. It's why we've seen the cover-up of effective early treatments, the cover-up of vaccine injury across the board. And our foundation started, we were one of the first to launch a Stop the Shot campaign August 4th, 2021, and had international speakers on four press conferences in August 2021 calling for Stop the Shot. It's killing people, and it is damaging human reproduction, human fertility, and causing rises in cancers, autoimmune diseases, and heart attacks and strokes. We have literally been fighting on this front. And then when Senator Johnson started the vaccine injury hearings, we supported that work as well. And we continue to this day, 7 days a week, putting out warnings to the public in our whistleblower reports, in our educational programs, Faith Over Fear. Every Tuesday night, people are welcome to sign up and join us. And Senator Johnson is right, and what we've been calling for, people must stand against evil, and the churches need to stand against this evil assault on God's design of life and biblical principles that are being violated every day in every sector of our country.
You know, Doctor, I understand a report from the CDC came out not long ago talking about nearly 120,000 children, young adults, died due to COVID-19 vaccines' dangerous side effects. I mean, shouldn't things like this be front and center on major newspapers across the nation?
Absolutely, and they are all complicit in covering up and lying to the American public and the world, because Jim, you probably know as well as I do that there are only about a half a dozen companies globally that control all of the media outlets for the world. They are all censoring the truth. It's only the independent citizen journalist and alternative media that is bringing the truth to light. And Todd Callender and I have done many interviews on these topics over the last 3 years. Our interviews are being censored on BitChute and Before It's News and a number of other sites. They've taken down off of YouTube, Facebook, even Twitter to some degree. Still, all of the platforms, Instagram, BitChute, Rumble, all of them are censoring topics that relate to exposing the climate hoax, the vaccine injury, the devastating deaths from remdesivir as well as the vaccines. All the way around, people are being gaslighted and lied to, and they don't even know that President Obama changed the Smith-Mundt Act, which was put into place after World War II, and changed it in 2012 so that media could lie to the American people to alter people's beliefs. Propaganda could now legally be used to sway the American public.
and that's outrageous. Yes, authorized propaganda, but don't you dare share the truth. I mean, it is just such doublespeak in all of this. Shockingly, also, on August 8th, an attorney for the government indicated that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, quote, explicitly recognizes that doctors do have the authority to prescribe ivermectin to treat COVID. Now, this is a case where the government is defending the FDA's repeated exhortations to people to not take ivermectin for COVID-19, including a post that said, stop it. What kind of doublespeak is this? Do they think we're foolish to all of a sudden say, oh, yeah, I guess the USDA never did, you know, speak against using ivermectin? I mean, they stood up very tall and saying, don't go down this pathway.
Listen, we have screenshots of statements from the FDA. We know what was on their website. They were cautioned. They were demonizing hydroxychloroquine. Rick Bright deliberately sabotaged making hydroxychloroquine available when he issued the FDA ruling on the end of March 2020, restricting hydroxychloroquine for hospital use only on a clinical trial. He went directly against the presidential orders to make hydroxychloroquine available from the national stockpile for doctors' offices, hospitals, and clinics across the country. And he issued a ruling, he and other FDA complicit parties. And then he later, in a whistleblower interview that he claimed to be a whistleblower, exposing the attempts by the Trump administration to treat COVID, he claimed, he was bragging about, I have the article in an interview with his quotes, that he bragged about the fact that he blocked Secretary Azar and President Trump on their directives to make it available from the national stockpile to help save lives of Americans.
My.
So FDA was putting out things like horse paces, you're not a horse. I mean, they were doing right. All kinds of things to discredit both hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and so was the CDC. And it's a flagrant lie to come out and say that they never restricted doctors. The other restrictions for doctors came from an orchestrated campaign from the Federation of State Medical Boards National Organization to direct medical boards in every state to send doctors letters threatening sanctions on their license if they use ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine.
We got to take a break here. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Dr. Elizabeth Lee Valete, our guest, president and CEO of Truth for Health Foundation. We'll be right back.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, has life been found on meteorites?
No, it hasn't, Chris, even though this fairy tale is continually repeated by my evolutionary colleagues. Microscopic studies of certain meteorites has led them to claim that they have seen hints of past microbial life. But other scientists have studied the same samples and are absolutely convinced that these are really just inorganic crystals or compounds. It's hard to overcome some of these stories once they hit the mainstream press and are repeated over and over again. But the fact is, life has not been found anywhere but on planet Earth, and it's here in abundance, just like we would expect, from the Back to Genesis truth of creation.
If you want to know more about the creation evolution issue, visit us on the web at www.icr.org. Back to Genesis is a production of the Institute for Creation Research. I'm Chris O'Brien. Thanks for tuning in.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Dr. Elizabeth Lee Valete, our guest today, president and CEO of Truth for Health Foundation. Their website, truthforhealth.org, truthforhealth.org. We're just talking about some doublespeak. I mean, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, saying, doctors, you got the authority to prescribe ivermectin, even though we've done all these things to try and discredit doctors or to stop them from prescribing this. But, doctor, there is more doublespeak. I mean, there's a lot of it out there. But Frontline News reported earlier this month that Australian Pfizer officials tried to claim no one was forced to take the COVID-19 injections, instead saying people were offered an opportunity to take the shots. Now, Dr. Valete, all kinds of jobs were lost in Australia from the people who refused the mandate. But not only there, but we've seen that happen all over the world, including right here in the United States.
No, that's exactly right. Australia and Canada had some of the worst tyranny on the planet regarding mandated COVID shots and firing people who didn't comply. I've personally interviewed a number of Australians who were in exactly that situation. But that was also happening across employers in the United States. People were fired from the military for objecting to taking an experimental gene therapy shot. And they were fired from the military when they tried to exercise a religious exemption as well. We have a lot of legal defense grant recipients we represented for the foundation with their legal defense grant for them to get attorneys to help defend their rights. Employees across the country, teachers, firefighters. We just were discussing with a lawyer in Ohio today who's taking a case of a 21-year-old firefighter who was fired for refusing the COVID shot. Pfizer has been lying to the public since the clinical trial data was suppressed. When they knew there were deaths in the clinical trials, they knew there were miscarriages, they knew that women were having menstrual disruption, autoimmune disorders. There were 9 pages of 1,291 adverse effects from the clinical trial that Pfizer lawyers and the FDA tried to hide from the public for 75 years until a court in Texas finally overruled them a year later in 2022 and said that the data had to be released. So they continue their lies. And Pfizer is a pharmaceutical company that over my medical career has had to pay billions of dollars in fines for this type of fraudulent clinical trial. The Prozac clinical trial, the lawsuit on that was upheld in court, and they had to pay on that. There were scandals about many other products that Pfizer made over the course of my medical career. So this is just the continuation of a long, tragic story of a pharmaceutical company out of control and damaging the public.
I'd like to get back here to the FDA as well. And I had to shake my head, Dr. Valete, when I saw these stories about the FDA now approving remdesivir for the COVID-19 treatment of people with kidney problems, despite the fact that data has shown renal failure from the use of remdesivir. Can you address this? Doesn't that remdesivir have a lethal record to it?
Oh, it does. In fact, under Fauci's oversight of the Ebola trials with remdesivir, of the 4 drugs being used in the Ebola clinical trial, remdesivir had a 53% mortality rate, and they had to stop using it. That means 53% of the people who got remdesivir in that clinical trial died of the drug, not the disease. They had to stop using it, and Fauci knew that at the time that he then declared, he was involved in that clinical trial and was involved in the decisions that were made. So how could he then turn around in 2020 and claim that remdesivir, based on one flawed clinical study, that they even changed the endpoints in the middle of the study because it wasn't turning out the way they wanted it, so they changed it in the middle of the study, which is unheard of, and then he announces it as the gold standard for remdesivir. And in the patients given remdesivir in our hospitals during COVID, we have seen approximately 25% of the patients across the board who were given remdesivir had kidney injury as one of the causes of death as a result of that drug. So kidney failure occurs in roughly 25% of people given remdesivir. And to then turn around and have the FDA approve it for people with existing kidney disease is exactly the contraindication that was already in the records before COVID hit, that it was not to be given in someone with a history of kidney disease. So now they're reversing their own labeling requirements and approving it. It's a death sentence for people with kidney disease to get a drug that further damages the kidney.
Yeah, I mean, unless depopulation is your goal.
Well, and I think that is very clearly the goal. That's been a 100-year plan since Margaret Sanger and the eugenics movement in the U.S. in the 1920s with Woodrow Wilson and the eugenics movement that began in the U.S. and was continued in Europe. And Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, was the woman who influenced Adolf Hitler about exterminating people who were considered undesirable by the elites in charge. And Margaret Sanger herself gave many speeches, and all of this is in the historical record, with her quotes. She believed in the extermination and openly called for the extermination of Negroes, Indians, veterans, and mentally defective people.
Wow.
Those are her quotes, not mine.
Doctor, it's also reported now by the Epoch Times just last week, a Michigan judge ruled that a drug manufacturer and hospital are not protected by the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act. That's the PREP Act. In the case of a man who experienced two strokes and a leg amputation after receiving remdesivir that was contaminated with glass particles.
Well, that is exactly how we should be pursuing this, because the immunity provisions only apply to covered countermeasures and covered entities. For example, let me give you another example that the public doesn't know about. Any vaccination center for the COVID-19 experimental shot signed a participating provider agreement with the CDC. And as part of that legal document, it was a legal contract. And I've been over this with lawyers who have, when we've presented programs on it, with the lawyers explaining the legal language as well. And in that participating provider agreement, the vaccination centers, whether they were hospitals, pharmacies, grocery stores, or whatever, wherever people got their COVID shots, if that entity, that organization, or that business, or hospital, or pharmacy, or doctor's office signed a participating provider agreement with the CDC, which they had to get the supplies of the shot, that agreement says you must report any adverse event. And failure to do so is a violation of federal, civil, and criminal statutes. It's all in the document. I have a picture of those phrases from the document that we've presented in our legal symposium. And so the situation that people are in is that all of these hospitals that have been requiring the COVID shots for their employees and administering them on site are in violation of federal law for not reporting any adverse events. And we're actually aware of several lawsuits proceeding on those grounds.
Yeah. Dr. Elizabeth Lee Valeed, our guest here today on Crosstalk, the website truthforhealth.org. Dr. Valeed, there have also been stories pouring forth, a growing number of leprosy cases reported after receiving the COVID shot. I wonder if there's a connection there. And then also Israel, I see perhaps one of the most vaccinated populations We understand that cancers of unknown origins are just skyrocketing among those who have received the shot.
That's exactly right. But we knew at the beginning that the COVID shots, the gene therapy agents, turn off tumor suppressor genes that God gave us as our natural defense against cancer. And we did several radio programs on the effects of the COVID shots to turn off our natural tumor suppressor genes in our body. And that interview that I did in the summer of 2021 was with a cancer immunology specialist. Mm. And it's staggering, the cancer damage that we've seen. Even in my practice, we've seen more cancers diagnosed in patients of mine who got the COVID shot in the 1 year after the rollout of the COVID shots than I'd seen in my practice over the last 20 years.
Wow, wow. And what about the leprosy?
Well, all of this is a manifestation of the autoimmune disorders caused by the gene therapy shots that cause an immune deficiency, acquired immune deficiency syndrome, because these shots are disrupting our normal immune response and mm-hmm. our normal immune system function. So many diseases that had been long eradicated and people normally have a healthy immune system to combat are cropping up. I mean, people are getting shingles, they're getting more herpes outbreaks after the shot. They're getting more respiratory infections. What I'm seeing in the people in my medical practice who got the COVID shots is if they get a viral illness, respiratory illness, they're getting mycoplasma pneumonia as well, which is a atypical bacterial respiratory illness. And we're seeing a flare-up of Epstein-Barr. Maybe they had Epstein-Barr or mononucleosis in college, and suddenly they get the COVID shots, and now they have a flare-up and sky-high titers of Epstein-Barr, cytomegalovirus, respiratory syncytial virus. All of these illnesses are escalating in people whose immune systems are compromised by having gotten the COVID shots.
Friends, it's amazing information you were hearing today. We are just a half a minute from a break, so we'll take the break. And I've got a few more discussions I want to have with Dr. Valete before we open phone lines, one of which is dealing with these gene-modified or gene-edited mosquito vaccines could lead to mass vaccinations. We hear of people now getting malaria in this country. We also understand Bill Gates is funding research into genetically engineered cattle ticks, and now we've got hundreds of thousands of Americans with red meat allergies from alpha-gal syndrome caused by tick bites. What's going on, folks? I mean, we can certainly tie the strings all together in these matters that are unfolding before our very eyes. We'll be back in just 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
Cemeteries and mausoleums are evidence of the sad reality of death, and that each of us has a divine appointment with death. According to surveys, Americans overwhelmingly believe that heaven exists and believe that most are going there. A small number believes that hell exists, with only 0.5% believing they will go there when they die. What if those who do not believe in hell die one day and find they made a tragic and eternal mistake? In the book, Hell is for Real, author Gary Fraser discusses the separation, the suffering, and the sorrow of hell, along with future events that will unfold. There is much information given by movies, television, psychics, and even by many religious circles. Gary presents scriptural truth on this important topic. VCY is making available the book, Hell is for Real, as our way of saying thank you for your support of $15 or more. Two copies for a donation of $25. Just ask for it when you call 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. And yes, some shocking COVID news today here on the program and things that are going on. And friends, these are not making front pages of newspaper. They're not the top story on your evening newscast. You need to know what is going on, though, and a lot behind the scenes. Dr. Vliet, I just mentioned here before the break about these outbreaks of malaria that are happening in our country now, and come to find out that we have these genetically modified mosquitoes that have been released, and we understand the fingerprints of the Gates are into that, and now also they're funding research into genetically engineered cattle ticks, and now hundreds of thousands of Americans with red meat allergies, and this all ties together with what we've talked about with COVID. Are these just separate things, or do you see a connection there?
Oh no, I think it's all connected. It's all about the design to cause damage to the human population and human life and the planet. The elites, this is Satan's plan to disrupt the design of God's given gift of life on this planet and the design of the planet itself. And these are people with no conscience, no soul, and the extreme narcissistic, malevolent arrogance that they can take control of all life on the planet and do with it as they wish, to modify it, change it, destroy it, whatever they want. It is an evil agenda, and we need really need people to stand against this evil and see it as a spiritual as well as political, economic, and medical and constitutional battle.
Dr. Vliet, I want to hit just a couple more issues here, one of which is a story that I saw on LifeSiteNews.com of UK scientists. High-security government lab began developing vaccines for a potential future pandemic. 200 scientists currently working on vaccines against an unknown disease X. This is in Wiltshire, England, according to a Sky News report. This sounds a whole lot like Senator Johnson was talking about with the meetings happening before COVID came out.
That's exactly right. That is exactly what they're doing, and it's designed to instill terror in the population. This is terrorism by propaganda and media manipulation. It's exactly what they did in the playbook for COVID, terrifying people with the fact that you're going to die if you don't do everything we tell you. And now they are launching again another terror campaign of fear to control people through these lies and to push them into central bank digital currency, digital health certificates, 15-minute cities, which will make life as we know it a digital prison.
Very interesting. This out of the UK, and by the way, the number of deaths, COVID deaths in 2022 in the UK, reporting Slate News has a story of 92% of COVID deaths in 2022 were triple plus vaxxed individuals. Dr. Vliet, and by the way, folks, let's open some lines here. You can start getting on board 800-733-9829 with your questions or comments, 1-800-733-9829. Dr. Vliet, we often hear the phrase, follow the money. And in a column on townhall.com, it's reported that, according to records, the former NIH director, Dr. Francis Collins, and the former NIAID director, this would be Dr. Fauci, made huge profits from royalty checks during the pandemic. Records show they got some 58 royalty payments, allowing companies to use their COVID-19 shots, which in return was developed with funding from taxpayers and private pharmaceutical firms. We're talking some pretty massive sums of money that were paid out.
Yes, you're exactly right. And all the way around, the public is lied to about exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
They do not know. I did an editorial and radio shows in beginning of 2022 about the government bounty on your life. Government was paying hospitals through the administrative people. The CEOs knew this, of course. The hospitals were paid incentive payments to inflate the COVID diagnoses and to deny access to other treatment and only use the COVID countermeasures, remdesivir, and ventilators.
You got proof for that?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I've got all the original source documents that I put in my editorial that I wrote in 2022.
And that's important.
It's all in the Medicare, it's in the CMS document.
Yeah, and it's important for people to know that. This is not just some opinion that's out there, doctor. This is documented information.
Exactly right. Oh, no. And it's also been documented in multiple lawsuits against hospitals and doctors. We also know that doctors were paid value-based incentive payments by Medicare and Medicaid to push the vaccinations in their private practices, in their outpatient practices. They get higher incentive payments for the higher percentage of vaccinated people in their practice. And the public is lied to about that as well. No wonder people are beginning to question whether they can trust even their primary care doctors. Because if the doctors are employed by these health systems and by these large groups and are contracted with the insurance carriers, particularly Medicare and Medicaid, they're being paid incentives to push these vaccines.
Well, Dr. Vliet,
that's been true since Obamacare went into effect, and it's escalated under COVID with additional incentives to push the COVID shots.
Our phone lines are packed. Let's begin with Lincoln calling in from Richmond, Kentucky. Lincoln, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I heard your comment about thousands of children being hurt by the vaccine. Could you give me the name of a peer-reviewed journal that data appears in?
I can't off the top of my head. I don't know if you have that information available, doctor.
I can't do it off the top of my head either, but I think what you were referring to, Jim, was a news report that came out, not a peer-reviewed journal. What your listener needs to understand is that the peer-reviewed medical journals have become corrupted by the government directives to censor this information. I mean, I know for a fact that Dr. McCullough and team of medical experts have documented this damage, and it's all there, at least to the point that it's not being covered up, but the statistics are there in openvares.com and the VAERS website. But the medical journals are taking down the papers even after they are accepted. They then cancel them. So you can't rely on what we used to consider the gold standard as a peer-reviewed medical study, because they're covering up the damage and they're censoring those potential publications.
Are you saying then that all of the doctors and all of the people who contribute to peer-reviewed studies are all in the same?
No, I very specifically should not say all.
Lincoln,
of course, would not say that.
Yeah, she is not saying all, and
I am saying that I have personal contact with my colleagues whose papers are peer-reviewed and then canceled.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Tim next, Madison, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. I've got so much to say, I could talk for 20 minutes.
Well, we don't have time for that. Go ahead.
I had COVID way back in 2019, the first one when nobody knew what it was, and my doctors didn't know what it was. The weekend I got it, I talked to about 13 different people through some of the clubs I've had that were sick across four states, and they all got it the same weekend. But over the time, I've had COVID over and over again. I seem to catch everything that comes along. And about 3 months ago, I got a tick bite, and it looked like Lyme disease. The picture had the big welt on it. It was a tiny, small tick, but it didn't have the bullseye. But I took the antibiotics for it, and that just really tore up my insides. But I haven't been able to eat meat since. It seems like every time I do, my stomach is so bad, it hurts down in my lower abdomen. I thought I was having a gallbladder or something problem, but, you know, from grease or something. But I'm really interested to hear more about what that tick is. And then my other question is, okay, somebody said something about Trump approves some of these things going on. You know, if he gets back in office, can we really count on him as being kind of working with the rest of America? Because I don't see any hope of solving all these issues until Jesus comes back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for the questions. Dr. Valit?
Well, I think we as people of faith know that ultimately God is in control, but we can't sit and wait for Jesus to come because we don't know when that's going to happen. The Bible clearly tells us mm-hmm. that it is not for us to know the timing of his second coming. But I will say this, God calls us to act in faith. He calls us, commands us to stand against evil. We have a job to do in this world, in my opinion, as long as God gives us the breath and life, we are to stand against it. And so I'm not waiting. I don't know when Jesus is coming. I'll look forward to that, but I don't know when that's going to happen. Meanwhile, I have a duty to my patients and to God and to our Constitution and my fellow citizens to do what I can to speak the truth and stand against this evil. And I call out, I call all of you listening to do that. There are legal and medical resources on truthforhealth.org website. You can start using these to file in your communities. FOIA your local officials and find out who has a legitimate oath of office. Gather people together in your community who've had injuries from the COVID shots. File a criminal complaint with your local sheriff. Take action to stop the evil. That's what we're called to do in this world. And I can't speak to whether we will even have a fair election or a valid election in 2024 when they haven't fixed the fraud from 2020 and 2022. And we have massive fraud right here exposed in my own state, and no one's doing anything about it. Those in power who are supposed to represent the people and legislators from both parties are ignoring it.
A quick
and
word.
We're seeing the same thing with Congress. So I think it's premature to start speculating about who's going to do what in office in 2024 when we can't even be sure that we'll be allowed to have an election, much less one that's honest.
Thank you for the call here. We'll just get a comment on the tick matter afterwards, after the break. By the way, to our listener who called in just a bit ago on the report, nearly 120,000 young adults, children died from COVID shots. That's the headline. You'll find the article at WND.com. Came out on August the 10th and referencing a document from the Centers for Disease Control. So August 10th, WND.com. Back in 1 minute. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. The other day I saw a video from overseas, and it showed an individual not even able to enter the grocery store until they had scanned a QR code and proved that they were registered, digitally registered. And my mind immediately went to the passage in Revelation chapter 13, where no one will be able to buy or sell without the mark of the beast. Now, this is not the mark of the beast system yet, but I do believe the system is coming into focus very quickly. In fact, I believe it's very probable the whole system will be in place when the Antichrist arrives. But it will not be the mark of the beast until he arrives and is declared such, and everyone who takes it will know they're doing it, not only to buy and sell, but ultimately to worship the Antichrist. Can you imagine the state of the world that looks for a savior that's willing to worship a man? Let's not be deceived.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Dr. Elizabeth Lee Valete with us here today. Dr. Valete, the caller, too, just before the break had referenced a tick bite, not being able to tolerate meat. Connection there? Is that... we don't really know, do we?
Well, you know, it's difficult to say without having done any kind of diagnostic evaluation of the person, but I will say that it's certainly possible, and it may well be something that he may want to pursue with an allergy evaluation, for example. The other aspect is that there are other additives that are being put in our foods that people are clearly allergic to, and that's not just the meat supply. In fact, if people notice changes in food texture and ingredients in foods, if you start reading the labels, it's shocking how the labels have changed. They talk about made in the United States from globally sourced ingredients. Now they're trying to use something other than GMO because people are attuned to the idea that they don't want GMO foods. And then they talk about on the label now biologically modified or biologically engineered. They are coming up with creative wording to obscure the fact that much of our processed foods are being manipulated and adulterated with additives that can cause allergies. And for example, there are many.
Tell you what, we're down to just 5 minutes. Doctor, we're down to 5 minutes. We got several callers lined up here. And friends, go to truthforhealth.org for more info on that. Let's go to Kay in Kansas. You're on the air, Kay.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I am concerned about the human transmissibility of these shots from human to human, and I wonder if you could speak to that, please.
Okay, thank you, Kay.
Yes, even the CDC has acknowledged that vaccine shedding is real and that the studies from 2017, 2018 that were published by Chinese researchers, and we have this diagram on our website in the Vaccine Injury Treatment Guide, at the end of our Vaccine Injury Treatment Guide, it shows the diagram of all of the ways that the lipid nanoparticles and spike protein from these COVID shots can actually spread through pores and respiratory secretions, vaginal secretions, sperm, human breast milk. So yes, that is a real issue. Veterinarians have known about it for many years.
We've got Justin calling next from, Middleton, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I just wanted your guest to comment on the a lot of these sudden collapse of these young athletes. I think the most notable recent one, and they've been really tight-lipped about what happened, but LeBron James' son. But, yeah, it's definitely tied to the vaccine. I mean, these people are all of a sudden just collapsing and having major heart issues. So thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. It's happening on football fields, soccer fields. It's happening, we understand.
You know, this is outrageous that the government agencies are telling the public, oh, we don't know the cause, or, oh, this is normal, young people have strokes all the time. That is an absolute flagrant lie. They know exactly what's causing these sudden death syndromes. It's the accumulation of the inflammatory damage and the micro blood clotting. They know exactly what's going on, and they're lying to the public on that as well.
And we understand, I mean, even today, a pilot just died in flight, mid air flight today.
I had not heard that one, but I was just on a call with pilots who are suing the airlines, and we were discussing the legal aspects of that, and lo and behold, a pilot died in the lavatory on a flight yesterday, or the day before. It was this week.
And maybe that is the same one that I'd seen the press release on, but nonetheless, within the last 24 hours, the story, it's so different news outlets are reporting it at different times, but within the last 24 hours. Let's go to Christine in Racine, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
First of all, Dr. Valete, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. You are so discerning and wise on every front, on every single point that you have brought up. I have studied this from the beginning, but you are on point so fully. And what disturbs me the most and scares me is the number of medical practitioners that I know who say they're Christians, and they refuse to acknowledge what is happening. They look at you like you're crazy. They're complicit in the lies, continuing to tell people to get the shot, that it's safe and effective. At what point can these people, I try to talk to them, but they refuse and they double down. And this is a sickness that has overtaken the medical establishment. And you called it, you cannot, they can't be trusted any longer.
Well, you know, you're exactly right. And the doctors that have sold their soul to the government instead of God and their patients will answer for that on Judgment Day. Meanwhile, I honestly encourage patients who are concerned about whether they can trust the medical recommendations they're getting, find another doctor. There are those of us out there who honor our oath to God and our patients who believe that we have to do the right thing for our patients and tell them the truth. And everyone deserves to look for a doctor who is committed to that oath of Hippocrates to serve the interests of the patient. And for those who claim to be Christian, you better think about the fact that you answer to God and Christ and not the government in the long run.
Christine, thank you. We're going to squeeze in Pat. Pat in Cookeville, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Jim. And I'd like to say I thank you all for giving us this information. A lot of people don't know it. I've been listening to it for quite a while.
We're down to 30 seconds.
I never took the shot, but I was wondering, is there any way that you can prove whether or not the people pushing this took that vaccination shot?
15,
that they mandate.
Thank you. Thank you. Dr. Vliet, 15 seconds.
I suspect they did not, but I have no proof. And I don't think we may ever know the answer to that. But it's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the call. Dr. Elizabeth Lee Vliet, our guest here today, truthforhealth.org. And, Doctor, thank you for taking time from your practice today to come and join our listeners.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me, and God bless you for all you're doing.
And you as well. Again, folks, the website, truthforhealth.org. God bless you, folks. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.